Welcome to another edition of Cardinals Insiders. Dave Pasch and Darren Urban. All right, Darren, first things first, the trip over. Long flight.
Yes, it was.
How do you think the players have adjusted so far?
It seems like they've done an okay job, you know, yesterday after the team got here, so they wouldn't go to sleep. They were brought out on a field, had to do about 10 minutes of calisthenics. They were hurting at that point, and they really wanted to go take naps, and they weren't allowed to. And I think that helped them a little bit. Carson Palmer was talking about how he slept like a rock last night, and now it's Wednesday, and now they're trying to get into the rhythm of the week. And because the game is until Sunday, hopefully everything will work out by then.
The Rams are actually not coming out till later in the week. There's two schools of thought here with the Cardinals. Okay, it's an advantage because they've been here so long and the Rams are staying in Florida and then coming on Friday. Or you could say, well, the Cardinals, maybe they're going to be here too long that you get distracted.
I think that's fair. I mean, the Cardinals are staying so far outside the city of London and they don't really have a whole lot of time with later practices and later meetings. It's not like they're going to be able to go and do a bunch of sightseeing anyways. I think the other thing, too, is because you're coming so far away, if this is different than necessarily going to, like, the East Coast, you need some time to adjust your body, in my opinion. All that said, and you and I both know it because we've both been there, this team has taken week-long trips before, and I don't believe they won on the back end of any of those week-long trips, so I don't know how much it really will help, and we'll see. It's kind of a big game on Sunday.
Absolutely. Well, I think that's the thing you and I were just talking off the air about. It's getting lost that you've got a divisional game. The Rams are in first place. They're the highest scoring team in the NFL. They look like a different team. Now, me personally, I think it still centers around Todd Gurley. With Jared Goff, I remember doing a game of Jared Goff's in college where he threw six picks. So for me, it's wait and see. I'll believe it when I see it happen in person, which it could on Sunday because he looks like a different guy in Sean McVay's offense.
Well, and obviously the defense of the Cardinals at the end of the Buccaneers game wasn't doing a great job in pass defense either. So I think it comes down to the running game. I think it comes down to Todd Gurley, and I think it comes down to Adrian Peterson. If the Cardinals are able to have this kind of balanced offense that we saw against the Buccaneers, that changes a whole bunch of things.
All right. For Darren Urban, I'm Dave Pasch. That's been another edition of the Cardinals Insiders.